everyone, it's Beth. Welcome back to my podcast, Bedroom Thoughts. I felt pretty inspired and spontaneous. I've been really liking these spontaneous episodes. I'm in a field right now. It's called Abbey Fields and I love it. And I think I'm going to go here like all the time. I came here just for like a walk, but I brought like my water bottle, some books to read. I started this new book. It's amazing. I love it. I'm going to read like some more. I've already read like 20 pages, but it's so much better than this other one I was reading. I love the film, and it was just annoying. The other book I was reading was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Film, 10 out of 10. Book, I don't even know if I'm gonna read it, like the rest of it. It's just too boring. Like, I don't know, it's just not my thing. But this new book I'm reading is called The Water Babies. But I really like it so far. Anyway, but yeah, I felt inspired suddenly to want to talk because of these recent changes I've been feeling. And I just want to talk about change and just why it's so good and necessary for growth. Just, you need to, otherwise you'll just be stuck in a hole of just sameness. But yeah, so let me tell you, I want to move. Not actually move, but I want to, I didn't mean move, but I mean move out of here, out of England, the UK, for like 6 months, or at least like 2 months, I don't know, but just to leave and go to Bali, where my sister is, and I really, really hope I can go this summer. I'm manifesting, I'm planning, all the things, saving, preparing. And I want to defer a uni year. I'm still not 100% sure on that, but my heart is telling me, like my intuition is just like, defer a year, Beth. It's going to be shit. I can just feel it if I go. Like I'm just being called to travel, even though it's really fucking hard. I can still make it happen. Like, it's all a fucking lie when they say you can't travel. You can. You just have to find loopholes. And if you're prepared to like do the work mentally as well, mental and physical work, you can travel anywhere. It's just limiting beliefs that make you feel like you can't leave. But I know I want to fucking leave. I just want to start again sometimes. I feel like everyone gets this. Like, you just want to go to a new city or country and just fucking be a brand new person. Feel like a brand new person. Sorry. But, yeah. I'm a bit chilly now. Oh, fuck. I'm in the shade again. I'm going to move into the sun. Because I'm under this. I'm in these, like, trees. It's really nice. I literally love this field. And I brought my crystal. I found him. I named him Glenn, but I lost him, but then I found him. So I'm glad about that. But I'm going to let him cleanse in the sun. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to sort of rant again, but like kind of more focused on a particular topic this time, on change. So what else have I been... I've been feeling more... decisive in what I want in life and kind of what I don't want, or not what I don't want, but like I don't want to settle for anything that doesn't align with me and my higher self. I need to do a whole episode about that, your higher self and the universe and like just more and that, because I'm still learning about that. But what I'm with this new moon cycle, the new moon in Gemini, is all about change. And it's really weird because, like, I'm not just saying this because obviously different things can happen in the moon cycle, but the change that I've felt these past few days has been astronomical. No, but like, actually, like, I feel like I've just had a massive shift in perspective, which I love. I always get this feeling normally after I watch my favourite movie, American Beauty. I always go back to that movie when I feel like down or sad, because it uplifts me. No, actually, it doesn't uplift me. It's quite a sad kind of movie, but I love it because of the message that it says, that like the world is beautiful. And like, there was this one scene with a plastic bag, basically the guy, I don't want to talk about it too much, but the guy was like the main, this guy was filming a plastic bag like flying in the wind, and he was just finding like the beauty in it, in something so simple. And I get that. I just relate to it so much. I really recommend it. It's on UK Netflix. But it's not for everyone. But that's why I love it, because not everyone will get it, but I get it. Because I'm an INF... Oh yeah, I redid the test and I'm actually an INFJ, which is one of the rarest personality types. But I used to be an INFP, but it's just like... they're still in the same genre kind of thing. But anyway, it's just in my personality that I'm artistic and a poet, a writer, a dreamer. Anyway, so yeah, I've had a massive shift in perspective recently. And my intentions have changed. Basically, for each, I've only had one moon cycle where I've journaled, like specifically. There's like these reflections that you do on each phase of the moon cycle, and I love it. I really love it. But I've changed my intentions this time to something more simple, rather than like these specific kind of goals I had. And what my intention is, I'll share with you guys, is to be my authentic self, basically, and to trust in the universe and my higher self. Because I really struggle with that. I really struggle with trusting in myself, especially. I have so many like limiting beliefs that have been built up over time, since I was a child probably, that I've been socially conditioned to believe certain things and think certain things about myself and the world. And it's only now really, or like the past year, that I've actually broke out of that and become more independently what am I trying to say? I've had more independent thoughts about the world, and I'm not just bombarded by the media with what I should think, and bombarded by fear and judgment and scarcity mindset, all that stuff that I'll probably go into on a different episode. But I hope you're with me so far, because I'm just going to talk about things that I know that you might not know what I'm talking about, but I don't really give a shit at the end of the day, because I still love this podcast. But anyway, so yeah, I've just, that's my new intention for this moon cycle. and I'm gonna work on my chakras, the throat one especially, the throat chakra, but also just to see if any of the other ones are blocked. I will go into a separate episode, I think, about that. Basically about anything I'm talking about, I'll probably go into another episode, but I just want to sort of ramble and rant and yeah. So yeah, I've just been focusing on being truthful as well. That's something that I've always wanted to work on, that I've always been really fucking shit at, because I'm a people pleaser. I don't never used to have boundaries, because of how I was brought up. Like, I'm a woman, I shouldn't speak up about things, I should be passive, and I shouldn't be assertive like a man, you know, like all these things over time. I'm not saying it's like, I mean, it is society's fault, but I hate the societal blame kind of thing, because, you know, I don't know, I just, it's just easy to blame it on someone else for your own inner kind of things that you have to work on, and stuff. But anyway, yeah, so I've recently kind of just set the intention that I want to be honest with people, and that may take a while, like, to be truly honest and say anything on my heart, on my chest, but on my mind, anything. But I think what I'm going to do is say it in a way that isn't so forceful and reactive, and kind of be nice about anything that I have to say. Or maybe, like, what I want to do, if I need to say something big, write it down first on my notes. I know that's kind of cheating, but it's better than texting it or something. Like, I want to be able to say it, anything. But it's really hard for me, because I really don't want to hurt the other person or make them think differently, or it's just hard because not everyone gets what you have to say. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect, and I, what anyone says to me, I'm like, you know, I'm extremely, like, I get affected a lot by other people. Like, my mood is massively affected by other people's moods, but that's kind of like an energy thing. It's just like, it's just how it is. Like, if someone's really high vibrational, you're gonna feed off that energy and be more high vibrational yourself, and then the vice versa. I'm not sure, I've heard that if a high vibrational person is with a low vibrational, the high vibrational will become more low, because I think negative energy is a lot more powerful for humans, sadly. But that's why everyone revolves around negativity all the time, like judgment and drama and gossip and just like things that I just want to get away from. That is what I want. That's why I want to leave and go to Bali for like 2 months. I mean, I would be happy to stay there for like 4 months if I defer a year and then do this thing called work away, where you volunteer or get paid in different countries and you help out on the farm or like the ecosystem stuff that they have, gardening, cleaning, all of it. That I really want to do that. But I've just realised that I'm not living authentically right now. I mean, I am living authentically, but I'm not how I want to live authentically. Like, I'm aware of what's going on and how, and now I'm aware of like what I want to do. But the thing is, I need to take like actions towards that, and I'm working towards that. just like daily kind of things to make it actually become a reality, because a lot of people have these dreams and ideas and they never truly happen because they don't take the steps required to do it. Or they think, oh, it's just a daydream, I can't really do it. Like, no, if you want to do it, then you'll make a way to do it. Like, it's that easy. It's manifestation, it's law of attraction, whatever you want to call it. It's just down to you, really. And I'm taking responsibility for what I want to do, and what I want to do is go to Bali and I'm going to make it fucking happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that fucking hard. Like, fair enough, I don't have responsibilities at the moment. Like, I'm not an adult. Well, technically I am an adult, but I still live at home and I don't have to pay bills or anything. But that's the perfect time to go now. Like, everyone says it, travel while you're young. So I am, you know, like, and who knows what will happen, but I just know that I need this for myself and my transformation to truly live in my authentic, true self without any doubt, without any fear of what other people will fucking say. Sorry, I'm swearing a lot because I feel passionate, but I'm chill. I was feeling really fucking shit earlier, like really shit. And then I came to this field and I've just not been on my phone. I was listening to music and reading, and I love looking. Like, I'm looking around right now and like the trees are so beautiful. Like, nature is just fucking amazing. Like, it fucking triggers me when people just don't appreciate like what they fucking have. Like, we're humans living on earth. We're like, you're alive. Like, if you're listening to this, you're alive. Like, you, it was, I think it's 1 in a billion chance that you specifically are made into who you are. Like, what a fucking like amazement. is that the right word? Amazing achievement. That is like I always wonder why I am who I am, and like why I was born into this family, and why do I look like this. Like, sometimes I look at myself and I'm like, it's weird that I look like this to other people, and like that I'm seeing through a lens that no one else will ever see, and that like I'm looking at someone from my perspective, but they're looking at me from their perspective. Like, I don't know, I just get really weirded out. But those are the things that I love to contemplate and talk about and think about. And yeah, like, I love those sort of things. Oh, there's a little doggy. Oh, he's so fat. He looks like his owner. I just think that a lot. And where the hell was I going? Oh, let's link it back to change. So I feel like I'm changing. I know we are changing like all the time and constantly evolving, but we can feel stagnant and stuck. And I feel like, this is the thing, like, I'm so self-aware of myself that sometimes I don't even know how to think or feel, because I know any of what I feel is okay, but I still have trouble accepting how I feel, if that makes sense. What was I gonna say though? Oh, like, if, yeah, like, when I feel shit, like, that I know that it's okay and that I'll come out, like, we all, like, better at the end. Or even that we need to be in those states of mind sometimes where we sort of just wallow and, I don't know, like, any other feeling rather than happiness or joy, it's still just as worthy. Like, all your emotions are just as equal as each other, and it triggers me when people are like, can't be sad. Like, if you're sad, then you have to constantly aim for happiness, and that's just not real. It's not realistic, because happiness is just another state of being, another emotion, like any other emotion. It's just a more positive one that's high vibrational. But you can be having a hard time, like in your mind or spiritually or something, and you can still go through life, like, and be okay, you know, like, still appreciate nature and stuff like that, and just be grateful that you're even here on this planet, because the chances are so small that you have to be here for a reason. You wouldn't just be here, you know, like, why are we even here? I definitely think we're here for a purpose. So I'm not even going to say sorry. I'm getting deep, because these are the things that I love to talk and think about, and no one gets it. Well, I feel like that anyway. I mean, maybe it's my own projections onto people that they don't get it, and my own, like, I was gonna say insecurities, but I'm not insecure really anymore, which is another change that I've gone through. Yeah, I don't feel insecure anymore. I mean, about my looks, it's a whole nother thing about personality, but I've definitely become more confident. I was talking to my dad the other day. I was like, have I changed a lot? And he was like, you've become a lot more confident. And I was like, yeah, I feel like I have. Which is just like another change and aid into helping me, like, totally transform. But, like, sometimes, like, I just want to run across a field and laugh. Because, like, why not? Like, why the fuck not? Like, I might just do it right now. Like, after this podcast. Should I do it? Should I just do it? Fuck it. I'm running. Oh, I needed this. Oh. I've been sitting down for ages. I just ran across the field a little bit. I'm just gonna walk, because bloody my legs are like jelly. And you know what? No one cares. There's a few people around, but I don't give a shit. Like, that's my main goal, is to not give a shit. And I don't care what anyone else does. Like, why is it acceptable for children to play and run around, but it's not for adults? Like, it's so bizarre to me, and so annoying and frustrating that adults, or like even teens or whatever, are judged purely based on what they find is enjoyable for them. And it just fucking pisses me off. Like, I get so triggered, right? Like, I'm being really, I don't know if I'm being quite aggressive here, but I really don't care, because people need to listen to me, because I feel like I have a lot of wisdom to share, you know? I feel like everyone has wisdom to share, but it's just about really listening to it and taking it in and doing what you will with it. Like, with my, all my talks and stuff on my podcast, you don't have to agree with me. I just wish for people to hear me, to like understand what I'm saying. Like, that's all I want for any conversation that I ever have with anyone, is to just really connect with each other and understand what each other is saying, and then to like reflect back on your own life and really take it in and learn something. then it becomes a lesson, and you know, we're given so many lessons from the universe. You're probably not even aware that you've learned something this year. I don't know, you know. But yeah, that's my whole thing, is like to connect with others, and to really, I really want to find like a good, not find, I want a community to find me, because that's my mindset now, is I'm not finding them. People are finding me, and I'm not searching, I'm not looking, I'm letting the universe lead me and guide me to who my people are, you know, or to who my connections are with and lessons are from. Because anyone that I've ever met, I can say without a doubt, has taught me something. 100%. Like, even if, and another thing that I want to go into is like, even if, like, a lot of people from my past I obviously don't talk to anymore, but that doesn't mean that they're bad people, or that, you know, that things ended badly. It was just a period of time. I needed certain people in my life to teach me something about myself and the world and others and just life in general, and then to leave and like take the lesson and grow, and vice versa for them, you know. Like, people don't have to stay in each other's lives forever. It doesn't mean that it's, you know, you shouldn't ever be with someone or be friends with someone, but it's just like, in the moment you need that person. And I believe strongly in divine timing, and that everyone has their place on this earth for me, for you, you know. And it's just about the universe's timing for that, and when. Time doesn't exist even. Like, I need to get that theory out of my head. Time doesn't exist, right? It is a concept, it's a construct that man has built to make things easier. And so, we can do whatever the fuck we want at any time. And everyone has a different time. I'm going to use the word time because I don't know what else to say to call it. But yeah, I don't know. But that's all I wanted to say, really. Let's see how long I've been going for. Oh, okay, quite a long time, actually. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to rant for a second. I've got Glenn with me here in my hand. This is a really nice walk, though. I've really enjoyed this, actually. I hoped you learned something from this little discussion. And yeah, I haven't done a podcast episode for a while, but I hadn't really felt like I needed to talk to you or talk about anything really till now. So I like these spontaneous episodes because they're living to my authentic, truthful self. That's literally gonna be my new thing. It's like when I do something, or when I'm about to do something, think to myself, would this align with my authentic self? And I know that's, yeah, no, I'm just gonna leave it there. Yeah, so thank you so much for listening to me ramble on about my inner dialogue that I don't actually have, because I don't have an inner monologue, which is interesting. Anyway, so yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. If you didn't, don't care, but come back for the next episode.